Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:08. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is the Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of this show. Now, I will be here until 3 o'clock, bringing you the latest on news and information and everything that is happening around town. And y'all know I live on social media. I get my mail there. That's where my kids can find out where I'm at and what I'm doing. Because let me tell you something. If I don't post it, I'm not doing it. If I'm posting, I'm there in real time, not like 2 or 3 days later. I keep getting on folks because some of y'all are posting and say, these are my fabulous vacation pictures from Florida. And I'm like, but we had lunch. How did you just post this? Why didn't you post it last week when you were in Florida? That don't make no sense. You got to tell me in real time what's really going on. And so if I'm doing it, I'm posting it, and I'm looking at other people trying to figure out what is going on, what they're doing, where they are, so I can figure out if I should be a hater or a congratulator. And so I'm scrolling through my timeline, and one of my dear friends, Adrena Seawood, posted something about carbon monoxide detection. And many of you know, and for those of you who don't, several years ago during Hurricane Laura, 5 of my family members died from carbon monoxide poisoning. The hurricane had just blown through in Lake Charles, Louisiana, the hometown of my father, Larry Handy. He was born and raised there. His 9 siblings, the ones that are still living, live there, aunts and uncles and cousins and, you know, just so much family there, hundreds and hundreds of family members there. And when the storm blew through, I have an elderly aunt, and her request was to stay home. She did not want to leave. And so her daughter and her daughter's husband, her only daughter, obliged her. They hunkered down. They got the supplies. They boarded the house and got the generator. And so that is my father's oldest sister. And her husband was with her, plus one of my other uncles, my father's brother. So I've got my father's oldest sister, his brother, his niece, my first cousin, her husband, and my father's brother, and the brother-in-law, my aunt's husband. And the storm came through, and then everybody called to check on them afterward. And they were like, you know what? We're fine. We lost power, but we got enough food, water, and toilet paper to last us until Jesus comes back. We're good. Thank y'all for checking and for your prayers. And so we all went to sleep like, yep, my family members who rode out the storm are good. They've got supplies. They've got a couple of broken windows. They're going to fix them in the morning, but the house is boarded up and they're good. And so the next day, someone went to check on them, and they were gone. They had died from carbon monoxide poisoning. They had the generator in the attached garage. Because in the storm, people will steal your generator, right? And it's not like you can run out to the Home Depot and get another one. So they put the carbon monoxide, they put the generator in the garage, and they went to sleep to power the home. Well, while they were asleep, a strong wind came by and closed the garage. And the fumes got into the house. And so my aunt, my father's oldest sister, Rosa Handy, his older brother, Clyde Handy, my father-in-law, John Charles Lewis, my first cousin, Kimberly Lewis, and her husband, Christopher Lewis, all died. And so one of the things that I have just been very passionate about is making sure that people have carbon monoxide detectors in their home. So whether I have to work with First Alert to provide free detectors, or I have to go to Menards and buy them out of my own pocket for people who can't otherwise afford it, I have made it my mission to educate people about the dangers of this silent killer and what they can do to keep them and their family safe. So I saw Andrina's story on Facebook, and I'm not going to tell it because I've told mine, but she is joining me now courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Andrina, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday here with us at WCCO Radio. But I need you to take me back to that Facebook post. Tell us exactly what happened.
Thank you so much for having me, and hello, Minnesota. I was having headaches. I was having a sore throat. It had been going on for a month. But that Saturday morning, it was just the worst sore throat I had. Talking to my aunt on the phone, we were talking about it, and then all of a sudden, I hear beep, 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 beep. And I'm thinking, oh, smoke alarm, bad battery. But I get up, and I check it, and it's a CO detector upstairs. But I didn't even know that one was here because I've been in this home about 2 years. I go down to the basement to the one plugged in by the furnace, and it's saying, get out.
Oh,
so I don't even wait to see what the readings were. I did catch that the readings were at least 250. I threw on clothes, turned the furnace off, backed my car out of the garage, and I called CenterPoint. They came out, and they were like, yes, you have a carbon monoxide leak. We are going to be cutting off your system. And the guy was like, and you've probably had carbon monoxide leaking for a while.
Oh, my God.
For a while. And he said, ma'am, most people don't find this until it's too late. And you got it at very low levels. 350 was the maximum they could clock. But this thing could have killed me. And I put the post on Facebook because I want to spread the word that we have these beautiful homes and we're worrying about the decor inside. We're worrying about putting up Christmas trees. And I need you, when you think of putting up your tree and you turn on your furnace, I need you to go and check your carbon monoxide detectors, your smoke detectors, turn them to the back and see if they're expired. See if they have good batteries. See if you have them. And make that the gift, the first gift you buy your household this Christmas season, the gift of protecting their lives.
Okay, while you're talking, I'm getting chills because I'm texting my handyman, Mr. Dan Harrison, right now and telling him to go by my house and change the batteries on the CO2 detectors, the smoke alarms, and get that done today, like right away. Now, Talk to me about how long you think. Okay. We got to take a break because I got to talk to you a lot because I want to know how long do you think this has been going on? How did you know the call center point? What symptoms were you finding? Because like this gentleman told you, a lot of times you don't have symptoms. If the leak is bad, you will wake up dead in the arms of Jesus. And so I want to go back to when you first started getting these symptoms, because there's people who are listening to this, Andrina, and we can save their life talking about this, talking about these symptoms that you had, what we need to do to keep people safe and what they can do to save their family. More with Andrina Seawood when we come back. I'm so grateful she is here talking to me, and we are not talking about her. Andrina Seawood is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, continuing our conversation of the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning. She was in her home having headaches and sore throats, couldn't figure out what it was. Something started beeping and it was leaking, had been leaking through your house. Back this train all the way up, Andrina. Talk to me about when these symptoms started and you just start feeling different.
Right. So it had been going on for at least 2 months. And what I was finding is I wasn't as sharp as I used to be. I'm one of these people who can really encyclopedia, pull out information. And I was having to pause. I was also wanting to lay down more than I did, all carbon monoxide related. Then this light sore throat, then that's when it started escalating. And then that peak situation when this low-level carbon monoxide detector alerted me that I really had a problem. So it again, started with feeling foggy, more tired, light sore throat, heavy sore throat. And according to my physician, who I had to go in to see, it messed with my entire immune system. So I haven't had a cold or flu, and I never had COVID. And now I have bronchitis, and I've been fighting it now since all of this happened. And I know it's because the carbon monoxide beat up my immune system because I've been living with it so long.
And you just been in the house living and cooking and cleaning up and sleeping and waking up and thinking, oh, my God, I got a cold. Oh, my God, my throat is sore. I can't get rid of this cough. Why am I so sleepy? And, you know, I'm sitting up here looking at my own self thinking, this sounds like some stuff I've been going through. My voice is all jacked up. My throat is sore. I'm sleepy. Don't know why all of a sudden every day at 3 o'clock I got to lay down and take a nap. And I know you, and I know how sharp you are and how quick you are. It's like you can finish someone's sentences. You can finish their thoughts. You are just so, and you know, it was just so different, you know, for the pause to come, for the, you know, the hold on, let me think about that, or hold on, let me look that up, because that just was not who you are.
And I attributed it partially to, on the 24th, I will be 59. But then I was like, well, wait a minute, I'm too fly to be old enough that this is a problem, right? So I was like, there has to be something else, and now I figured this out. But I want to talk to you about why me, why I survive. I am the person that's going to share the good information. You and I are kindred spirits in this area. I'm not going to hold good news. I'm not going to hold warnings. I'm not going to hold things that could make somebody else's life better and save their life. 90% of the people who've reached out to me since this post have told me their systems were either not functioning, expired, or when they did put the new systems in, they immediately went off. 5 friends now have new heating systems, because they found out that they were having low-level problems also. That alone is a miracle. Mm. That's my Christmas miracle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I was preserved to make sure these other people got the help they need. That's what you do every day. That's what your whole ministry is. You're spreading the good news. You're getting good information out here. And I'm just privileged that I got to be used this time in the same way.
Now, tell me this. When you heard the beeps and you called CenterPoint and they came out, what was that process like?
So they tell you, that they ask you questions, you know, how are you feeling? You know, have you turned off your furnace? Do not turn on any lights. I used to work for Baltimore Gas and Electric. I used to take these calls. I was the person telling people this information. Full circle moment, right? Then leave the house and tell them where they can find you when the service tech gets there. And their response time is very good. I live in Albertville, and they got there very quickly. Then the technician tells you to stay where you are. They go in with a detector, and they make sure it's been checked right before they come in and make sure that, you know, it's going to detect correctly. And they check your furnace first, then your hot water heater, then if you have a stove, if you have a dryer. They check everything because sometimes it's not just one culprit.
Mm.
It could be any of these gas appliances. You
and
know,
see, you don't think about that because I'm thinking, well, I got an electric stove, but I still got a furnace.
Yep. And the first one they kept asking me about was everybody getting these gas fireplaces.
Oh.
That's the one. Furnace is the first. Gas fireplaces are the second culprit.
Okay.
So
you
if you have one of those.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You need to have a detector near that. Near that. So, and then, like I said, 90% of them figured out that they had a problem, that they had something they had to fix. And right now is the best time. Like I said, make it the gift to your home. Gift yourself this check today.
Okay, so what happens after they come? They detect it. They find out, yes, you have carbon monoxide, traces of it, this deadly gas in your home. Do you have to go and stay at a hotel? Do you just open all the windows and it goes away? How long does it take you to fix those appliances or, you know, those things in your home that are the culprit that are causing the problem?
So he did not leave until the levels inside the home were safe with the furnace turned off. They keep you safe, center point. After he turned the furnace off, tagged it out, gave me a slip letting me know it was tagged out, told me that I needed to get it replaced. He told me sales would call me in the morning, and you know me, I called two
other companies. I was going to say sales didn't get a chance to call you. You called sales, I already know.
You know I did. So I had all of them arrive at the same time. I don't need one person give me their dog and pony show and another person. All y'all get in the room and compete for my business and give me the best price ever, right? You know, and they all were like, oh, I've seen this before. I said, you ain't met nobody like me. Trust me. And they put that system in. So Saturday is when we found out. They left me with heaters. I want to say that when you have that center point.
Okay.
Home service, they left me with heaters, so they didn't leave me in a cold home. I could have gone to a hotel, but the heaters were enough, and I had heaters. Then that next morning, they came out with the sales. That next morning, by 7:40, someone was in my house putting in a new furnace, and by 1 o'clock, I was warm and toasty here in my house.
Okay, I'm getting text messages from our listeners. People are DMing me. They want to know, how are you feeling now?
You know, I am feeling great now. I'm actually feeling clear now. I will not say I have been this clear since all this began. In about a month and a half, I am now feeling mentally clear. My bronchitis, I feel, is 85%. Better. There's a little cough left, but not that much. And tell them thank you for the care. I really appreciate it. Everybody on my social media, I had to put a post up to say, I didn't know how big my village was. I didn't know how many people I really had reached. You know, it was really humbling to know that this many people cared about me and listened to what I was saying and then went and did something about it.
Yeah.
You know,
you're changing lives and you changed my perspective today, because typically for daylight savings time, we, you know, with it being so close to home for us, we change the batteries. And we did not do that this year. And so, like I said, I just texted the handyman, Mr. Dan Harrison, and said, can you get on over to the house? You know where the key is. You know what the alarm code is. Get in there and change the batteries on all the smoke alarms as well as the CO detectors, because we want to be safe. Andrea, thank you for not holding this, not just telling it to your friends and family, but to all of our listeners, all of the people who follow you on social media, so that we can all be safe this holiday season. I love you.
Thank you so much. I love you, too. Do the most good. It's the smallest thing you can do.
All right. God bless you. And you all stick around. We'll be right back. You know, when my father-in-law, Papa B, came to live with us, I just have to tell y'all, I did not know what to do. I did not have a blueprint on how to take care of him. I knew that I did not want him to go into a home or a facility. You know, people always say, well, you know, you got four kids, and how are you going to take care of four kids and an elderly man with dementia? I said, well, you know what? We can pay somebody to take care of him, but we can't pay somebody to love him. And I knew that more than anything in his latter years, Willie Brundage needed the love and support of his family. But love can't educate you. Okay, and I made some missteps. I'm not going to lie. And one of those was when he came from Ohio to Minnesota, I got this big, giant packet about Medicare. And it was annual enrollment time, and I'm a new caregiver, and I was charged with picking a plan for him. I didn't know what I was doing. I picked the wrong plan. We had to pay out of pocket for a lot of the medicine that he was taking. The doctors that we wanted him to see were not in the plan. It was just all jacked up, right? And with him being a recent retiree, there was some just decisions that I had to make that I wasn't equipped to do. And sadly, I had to learn the hard way. And so one of the things that I try to do and my purpose, like Andrina was talking about in the last conversation we were having with our last guest, is my mission is that I don't want anybody else to learn the hard way. If I've got a lesson, I want it to be easy for you. We don't want anybody in your family to die from carbon monoxide poisoning. So we're talking about getting detectors. And for those of us who are caregivers to elderly loved ones, I don't want you to make the same mistake I did. And it's all about education and awareness. So that's why I've invited my friend Craig Stillman, the CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement here in the state of Minnesota, to join me. He is on the show now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Happy belated Thanksgiving and happy holidays, Craig.
Hey, Shaletta, same to you. It's a pleasure and honor to be here. I love hearing you speak. I wish I could just go on mute and listen to you just talk, because I just like how you look at life and how you're a special person. I wish I would have known you when you were having your father-in-law figure out, you know, Medicare and all that stuff. But I appreciate that you're helping bring us here today to help kind of share some of that stuff today.
I wish I did too. You know what? It's so funny, because I was just telling somebody that you must have been, were you spying on me? Because I said, Lord have mercy, I wish I had Craig around. It's just, it would have been so much easier. It is overwhelming. And Craig, listen, we've got these intergenerational homes. You know, you've got children taking care of their parents or even grandparents in some cases. And we don't know what we're doing. You know, it's just so many options, and it can be overwhelming for seniors and other people enrolled in Medicare. This annual enrollment period that we are in right now, it is almost over, and it is so vitally important that we make right choices right now.
Yeah, well, it's so true. And you know, first, let me just say on behalf of the 18,000 Minnesota-based colleagues that I get to work with every day at United Healthcare, you know, it's a privilege and an honor to serve the Medicare beneficiaries across the state. And I'm just honored to be here with you. You know, Minnesota, United Healthcare is made in Minnesota. It's trusted everywhere. It's truly a homegrown company, and it's great. And you are exactly right. Choosing a Medicare plan is one of the most important decisions, you know, a person can make, not only for their health, but also for their wallet. And, you know, whether you're shopping for yourself or even helping a loved one like you were describing, you know, it's important to assess the coverage options. And it's really an important time of year. And like you did say, you know, it's almost up. Everybody can still make a decision. You know, we have it runs from October 15th through December 7th each year. December 7th is coming right up. I think it's December 2nd today. So, you know, we're in the final few days. So it's really important. But it's also important to say, you know, there's if anything has changed this year, either with your current plan or health status or budget, a decision to do nothing could lead to unpleasant surprises or missed cost savings in 2024.
Okay. Now, there are various parts of Medicare. That's the part that got me. That was the trickiest for me. Can you talk to us about the different part, Part A, Part B? What does all of that even mean?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the ABCs of Medicare is a little complicated at times. But I would say this. So Medicare, original Medicare, includes Parts A and B. Part A, basically think about it like this. It covers inpatient care, which is hospitals and skilled nursing facilities, as well as like hospice care and even some sort of and some home health care. Now, Part B covers doctor visits. That includes outpatient hospitals. It also includes, you know, some outpatient hospital services, some home health services and durable medical equipment. But generally speaking, Part B covers, you know, about 80% of a person's health care costs, leaving them to cover, you know, the remaining 20% out of pocket. So there's no annual limit on out of pocket costs for original Medicare on Part A and B. Now, Part C, which is also known as Medicare Advantage, that combines Part A and B, which I just described, into one plan, and includes, and oftentimes, and many times, includes prescription coverages, other benefits and features not included in original Medicare. These plans are offered by private health insurance companies such as United Healthcare. Part D, D is in drugs, helps with costs on the prescription drugs. And you can enroll in a standalone Part D plan, but most Medicare Advantage plans also include prescription drug coverage. So in addition, though, to those four main components of Medicare, A, B, C, and D, there are also Medicare supplement plans, which are sometimes referred to as Medigap plans.
Now, from what I understand, and I've been doing my research for this interview because I wanted to sound smart, Medicare Advantage has been growing, experiencing rapid growth in enrollment. Why do you think people are gravitating toward that when they get ready to sign up?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, from my perspective, it's really a couple of things. First, you know, more than 10,000 people, 10,000 Americans a day are turning 65 each day. And while the aging of the baby boomer generation is clearly contributing to the explosive growth that Medicare Advantage enrollment is seeing through that rising rapidly through that age wave, you know, Medicare Advantage enrollment has also more than doubled, though, over that past decade and now includes nearly half of all the Medicare beneficiaries. What makes that Medicare Advantage so appealing to so many people is the value and the simplicity that it really offers. You know, it provides the convenience of combining all your coverage into one plan, so you don't have to. So you just have to carry one card in your wallet and one company to work with. And two, you know, additional benefits and services that original Medicare doesn't cover, such as vision and hearing and dental and fitness memberships and disease management programs and I could go on and on. You know, those are extra things that original Medicare doesn't cover. And then finally, you know, I would say prescription drug coverage is included in most of these plans. So, you know, Medicare Advantage also offers, you know, that peace of mind just through greater predictability. You know, like I was just saying, original Medicare covers only 80% of the beneficiaries, you know, healthcare costs, leaving them to cover their remaining 20%. And, you know, that's a lot of unknown. So, you know, that's a big reason why Medicare Advantage is seeing that explosive growth over that time period.
Okay, now we got to take a quick commercial break. I know you were supposed to go. I'm sorry, you just going to have to stick around because I'm getting text messages and DMs from some of the people in my group. You know, when I was taking care of Papa B before he passed, you know, I got in so many groups at Family Means and, mm-hmm. and at the Y, you know, the Silver Sneakers. We would drop our, you know, elder loved ones off and we would sit outside in the parking lot and we would go over to Kowalski's and have coffee and, you know, and so we formed these partnerships and these relationships. And they are struggling. Greg, to try to figure this thing out. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want you to think about what advice you can offer to help make this process of choosing a plan easier. Because our parents, our grandparents are looking at us to have the answers. And I have to tell you, I was afraid to say, I don't know. And so many of us are because they're counting on us. And so I'm gonna play some commercials, but I want you to think about what can make this process easier for people like me. More with Craig Stillman when we come back. It is 12:50. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Continuing our conversation with Craig Stillman, CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement Minnesota. We're talking about Medicare. Open enrollment ends on December 7th. And for some of us who are caregivers to elderly loved ones, it is like getting ready for the SATs, Craig. We are nervous and scared. We want to wait till the last minute. We don't want to look at it until we have to. It makes my palms sweaty and my hands itchy. It is overwhelming and confusing and quite frankly frightening, because if we mess up, if we do something wrong, we've got to wait a year before we can fix it. And so I'm so grateful to you for coming on and talking about Medicare Part A and B and the Medicare Advantage that United Healthcare offers. But I also want to get your perspective, to bend your ear, to get your expertise, because I'm getting text messages and DMs from the people that I was in these support groups with who are caring for elderly loved ones. And we just want to know, the main thing they are texting me is, how can you make it a little bit easier for us? How can you handicap this thing? Can we get the Cliff Notes, the Reader's Digest version? What advice can you give somebody who is doing it for the first time or did it last year and don't remember what they did wrong or right?
I agree. I'll tell you this. Well, to you and friends and everybody, I get this question a lot, is, choosing a Medicare plan can feel complicated. It really doesn't have to be. You'll first want to check a couple things. One, check your current coverage that you have today to see if it still meets your healthcare needs, and review your benefits, if they're going to change in the next year. And then I would say, determine if the plan that you have is still a good fit for you and your budget. And that means paying attention to more than just the monthly premium. You'll also want to understand other out-of-pocket costs like the deductibles and the copays. That stuff can add up. The good news for United Healthcare members, I would say, is that a vast majority of people will have access to $0 premium plans. And, all of our standard Medicare Advantage plans will offer $0 copays for things like virtual visits, mammograms, colonoscopies, routine dental and vision and hearing exams. So, I would just say a few of those things just to keep it real simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, every year there's something new. Every year there's something different. What might surprise people when they're going online this year if they haven't already signed up?
Yeah, that's a great question. Take the time, to understand and dive into options that are available to you so you can uncover some of the fantastic benefits that truly make a meaningful difference. One example I could share, is at United Healthcare, we're particularly focused on delivering, a simple experience for our members, which means, the benefits that they have are easy and to use and easy to access. So people love our United Healthcare U-Card. That's an all-in-one access point for members to use their benefits, and it is integrated with the members' online portal. So, in fact, more than 6.3 million members across the country have used their UCare card in 2023, racking up 66 million transactions, amounting to more than $3 billion spent on their health and their well-being. So, it's important. And UCard includes all the features of a traditional health ID card and so much more. All the members can use their U-Card to check in at any network provider's office or pharmacy, and they can spend earned rewards, in store or online. So again, you got a few days left to take the extra time to look into what plans offer and what's appealing to consider for your options.
Okay. We are talking to Craig Stillman, CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement Minnesota. Now, before you check up out of here, I need to ask you, for people who are looking for support, because these folks, they're like, girl, we're taking all the notes. Ask him this, ask him that. And one question that just came in was, if folks are looking for support as they make their Medicare open enrollment decisions, where can they go? Are there some resources available?
Yes, Shaletta, of course. And I appreciate I get this question a lot as well. So thank you for asking this. You know, there are a lot of great resources available to help make the process of choosing a Medicare plan easier. And United Healthcare obviously is here to help. It's what we do. So for helpful educational information about Medicare, visit gettoknowmedicare.com. It's a great first stop to really ground yourself in the information so you feel prepared. But if people would like to learn more information about United Healthcare plans in particular, they can visit UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com, or you can call our number direct at 1-877-485-5521, and we have people ready to help, you know, all the time.
Okay, give me that number again, because in radio, we always have to get a number twice because somebody's pulling on the side of the road and they done messed up the number. Is it 1-877? Yes, he said 1-877. Okay, give us the number.
Yes, ma'am. It's 1-877-485-5521.
Well, I know that your time is so valuable, and I just can't thank you enough for spending part of your Saturday with me, helping to educate our listeners as we are coming up on the close of this open enrollment season. You know, my mission is access and information, and you can't access the right plan if you don't get the right information. So thank you for providing that information to us today.
Shaletta, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon, and I appreciate it, and good luck to everybody trying to find Medicare plans. I appreciate all the time and all of your time. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here.
And you know what I'm going to do? As soon as this show is over, I'm going to write up a story from our interview, and I'm going to post it on WCCO Radio with links and phone numbers so that if anybody wants to share it, they'll have that available. They'll be able to print it out. They'll be able to take it to church tomorrow where we come together and share after service and have coffee or, you know, wherever we're going to be. We need to make sure we provide that information. So, Craig, I just appreciate you being here.
Likewise. Thank you, Shaletta. Talk to you soon.
All right. And you all don't go anywhere. I got more talking to do on the Shaletta Show.